Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like I have to do the thing where I say nice things about somebody before I say inevitably what I think is the stone cold truth about them.
Okay. Are we going Zach Gelb or are we going Zach Jackson here?
Oh, no. The Zachs are good.
Oh, this is about Dylan Gabriel.
And that was on Zach Gelb, on the Zach Gelb show with Zach Jackson, of course, of The Athletic and the Zach Jackson and Friends podcast.
The Zachs, don't tempt them with a good podcast.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now, two Zachs, one show. Yeah. I'm riffing off your joke from a week ago.
That's fine.
All right. I think Dylan Gabriel's a legit good dude. I think he's a really good quarterback in the college game. And I think he's a tremendous success story of where he started at USC and then taking over two Power Four programs in Oklahoma and Oregon and having the success he's had. I never, ever, 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 ever watched him and thought, this is a pro quarterback. The second the Browns made him the 92nd pick in the draft, which a top 100 pick means the expectation is your ass is going to start in the NFL. The second they did that, they put an X on his back that need not be there. If he ends up being a starting quarterback, it'll be a miracle. Could he be an 8-year, 10-year backup in the NFL because he's of everything that I said previously, good guy, intangibles? Yes, he also fits a lot of the West Coast system. But I just continue to come back to, if Dylan had been the fifth rounder and Shador had been the third rounder, I wouldn't have a problem with that draft. But the fact you took him with the late third round pick, and if the best case scenario is he becomes a backup, you wasted that pick.
I can tell you felt good about that one. So I do wonder, though, if you reversed it, if Shador had been taken in the third round and Dylan had been taken in the fifth round, like you talked about, would we still be having the conversations about, well, what happens with the two, Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, heading into training camp?
Run that by me again.
So, like, right now, I think the consensus is, whether it's training camp or whether it's right up to the beginning part of the season, it'll either be Flacco or Pickett. One of them gets to stay on the team, and it'll be the two other rookies beside that. If you flipped the spots where, let's say, Gabriel was taken where he was supposed to be taken, somewhere in the sixth or seventh round, or even be generous and give him the fifth round, and then Shador was taken the third round, is Dylan, in fact, the odd man out?
He's the odd man out now. I'm going to spin it one further.
He's worth the same, in that scenario, he's worth the same fifth round pick that Kenny Pickett currently is too.
So in that scenario, I think Shador would be the front runner for the starting job if he had been the 92nd pick. I'm not saying from their eyes, I'm saying for the fans' eyes and for everybody else's eyes, I think Shador would have been the front runner to be the starter.
Oh, so even over Flacco, over Pickett, the whole everything.
Yes. To me, it would have been Flacco versus Shador, which in the end is what I think it might be.
It's amazing and stupid how we let the rounds, and by the way, Stefanski reiterated as often as he could that that's not going to matter, and we'll find out later if we think that's real or not, but it's amazing how we let that wrap ourselves into whether or not we think someone should start right away or not. So, like, if he was taken instead of Schlesinger at, 33?
Yeah.
If he was taken there instead, there wouldn't be a soul out there that's like, hey, no, he should wait. He should wait for the first 5-6 games. Let Flacco get the start and ease into the season. No one would speak that way.
This is where I think Kevin gets a little impish. Kevin loves to make definitive statements in like one way, which is, you know, when you come in here, where you got drafted no longer matters. Which I do think is true. I think the Browns, in terms of whether you're going to play big minutes or not, I still think it matters whether you make the roster or not because of Andrew Berry's proclivity for his own draft picks. But here's the thing that Kevin, it's like if Kevin's stopping the conversation or stopping the sentence at the wrong point, because I think if he continued to go on, if we're all being truthful, how those coaches feel about you, and it's not just a Browns thing, it's in the NFL. It might not matter where you were drafted, but how much they like you and how invested they are in you personally absolutely matters more than even draft position.
Okay, yeah, but I'm going to wonder if we're going to start seeing Stefanski's commentary on Dylan Gabriel maybe take a little bit of a backseat.
I don't know. I really think he...
I wonder.
I really think he loves Dylan.
If he looks like Zach was just talking about it, I wonder if he starts to retreat. Maybe I spoke a little bit too high.
I really think Kevin likes Dylan. For them to take him at 92...
But does he like Dylan for what Dylan is right now, or does he like Dylan for what he thinks he can turn Dylan into? Because I think there's a difference there, and I'm convinced that he likes Dylan for what he thinks he can turn him into.
I mean, I think the point with Dylan is what can you turn him into? He's like 7-year NFL or college.
But I think that's the audacity of Stefanski in attached with all of this is that he thinks that he can turn him into something the same way Shanahan is able to turn all these kind of just less than quarterbacks into quarterbacks of merit.
I mean, let's just be cards on the table here.
Yeah,
the Browns will tell anyone who's listening. You don't really even have to listen that hard. They like Shador, but he's got a lot of work to clean up, right? They're not saying that same thing about Dylan. They know that he is the more pro-ready quarterback, which means it's much more damning if he can't beat out Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco than if Shador can't. Like the whole thing about Dylan is he's not a project. He is finished. He is probably at his ceiling Everyone can get a little bit better. I shouldn't say that, but like he's as NFL ready as you get given the experience in college. That's what makes this so wild because from a Browns fan perspective, maybe Kenny Pickett would be maybe because we know Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh, but Dylan Gabriel is exciting no one out there other than he's on the roster and you took him with a third round pick.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't think he's exciting anybody, except for maybe Kevin Stefanski up until this point.
So I think from the fan perspective, Dylan is the forgotten man. No one's chanting, Gabriel guys, Gabriel guys.
Is that what we're going with, the Gabriel guys?
I think so, maybe. Now, that's different than a guy's guy, but maybe not too different.
Maybe not too different.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on your definition of guy's guy.
Yeah, naturally.
But I do think he's a forgotten man for the Browns quarterback battle, and... I think that, though, I just continue to get back to how excited Kevin was when they announced the Dylan Gabriel pick. I've never seen him that jubilant about anyone, and it's the most mid-quarterback he really is. Like, Dylan Gabriel, to me, is the personification of college good, pro, not even close to what they
need. What's sad about it is that he should be the forgotten man, and I don't think that same way about Shador in the slightest bit. And obviously Shador is not the forgotten man, but like if you take all everything into the equation, I think to myself, I'm like, Shador's got a real chance, Flacco's got a real chance, Pickett's got a real chance, and when it comes to Dylan, it's just kind of like he's there. And I'm not going to go to bat for him either.
Maybe we should expound on that. The reason why I would agree with you there is because of the physical traits, which, by the way, are what you're supposed to get drafted off of 90% of the time. The 10% is if you piss people off in the process, or maybe you have off-the-field issues, or this, that, and the other.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But like, when I say Dylan Gabriel, to me, and when Zach says he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback, we're talking about arm strength. We're talking about mobility.
But doesn't this kind of speak more? Doesn't this kind of speak more to the idea that they just kind of let Shador Sanders go to the fifth round and bypass them in the third round because they saw something in Dylan that everybody else just doesn't?
Or they just really didn't want to take Shador because of whatever they saw in the pre-draft process. Like his skills, right? The abilities that he does, and toughness is one of them. Accuracy is one that people have touted of him. You've mm-hmm. touted that as well.
Yeah.
That wasn't worth whatever they saw in the pre-draft process in Dylan, who, and again, I think Kevin likes.
Wait, but it makes it so dumb because eventually it was good enough.
Yes. Yeah, well, like, okay.
Eventually
but isn't that the
was.
NFL draft?
No, well,
I'm not willing to take you the number two pick, but I'll take you the 33rd pick. I'm not willing to take you 33rd, but I'll take you 92nd.
In a way it is, but I also think it's stupid if you're able to push all those things to the back and say, okay, I can live with this. And maybe Dylan is the part of the reason that freed him up to take him. Maybe that's another way of looking at it as well. Like, because we have a quarterback, and maybe in their eyes when they took Shador Sanders, they could have said, if it doesn't work out 3 weeks later, we can just cut a quarterback, where you can't do that if you take him in the third round.
216-474-0092. Is Dylan Gabriel the forgotten man in the Browns quarterback battle? Ed on the road. Welcome to the show, Ed on the road.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well. What you got for us?
Hey, I got something that, like, kind of crazy positive. I'm trying to be super positive for the Browns. Let's put Joe Flacco on the shelf. What if two of these three young guys come out to be very, very good quarterbacks? You know, the good starter, our dream starter, and a good backup. And the third one looks fairly decent. Then we go into the season with maybe trading Flacco, maybe trading the third guy out, and maybe putting Deshaun Watson, not in games, but practice, so to showcase him. And maybe we get a couple between those three. We get a couple decent draft picks. And we go to the next draft with two number ones, not needing a quarterback, plus picking up a couple extras. Would that not be like the movie Draft Day Night?
All right, Ed. You give us a lot to chew on here.
Did he, though?
One, the Deshaun one, I think, was the one that just will never you don't put a player in practice to showcase him. You'd put him in the games. And if the Browns put Deshaun, let's say they're, what would be the, let's say they're 0-12. And Deshaun's ready to come off
You're
the
0-12, and everyone else has been injured.
And you put Deshaun back out on the field. There's two outcomes. One, Deshaun goes 5-0 and showcases himself for somebody else, which would probably take it out of having the number one pick, which would make Browns fans hate him even more. Or two,
you thought there was no way to hate that man more.
You go 0-5, and everybody's mad at you because you played Deshaun Watson again. I think if the Browns were being 100% honest, Joe Flacco being the odd man out on this quarterback battle would be the one they would choose if they could get something of substance for him on the trademark.
Yeah, because Joe Flacco's got no chance of being your quarterback after this season. That's the whole point with Joe Flacco. That's why I get so angry about the Joe Flacco conversation. Yes, he might look the best. Okay, fine. He does nothing in the way of helping or supporting you in the following years to come. Like, even if Kenny Pickett, even let's just say, looks average, I understand at the end of the season, then you'd have to pay him, so it opens up a new can of worms. But at least you got to find out what you could do with Kenny Pickett. With Joe Flacco, you're not answering any questions. But the two rookies, you get to really find out.
I mean, the two things that Joe Flacco accomplishes are he makes your fan base happy. And they're not right now.
But they're not going to be happy anyway. It's a 3-win season at the end of it.
But real quick, the second one, well, but if they win 10 games with Joe again, they'd be happy.
You think that's a realistic possibility?
I don't know.
You don't think that? You don't think that?
Well, okay, but my point is, they think that.
So you think, wait, hold on, so we're treating like Joe Flacco. Remember like a year ago we had a convo where it was like, you play Nick Chubb because it makes the fans happy. And I'll just be happy to see the 24 out there and that'll get people excited. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll buy into that. Joe Flacco played 5 games for the Browns 2 years ago.
Yep.
Like him playing 17 can't possibly bring that much joy and entertainment for people.
If he wins. And I think if
Kenny Pickett won 10 games, they'd also be happy too.
Well, like, but I think my point is, like, I think Joe, if any quarterback here of veterans is going to lead you to a 10-win season, I think it's Joe Flacco. I think Kenny Pickett's going to lead you to, at best, 5 or 6 wins. And that's if they play the full season. And I don't expect either guy to. I think my point is, though, if he wins you, if he gets you a winning record and or a playoff trip, that's more than just fan service. That being said, I think he's here mostly for fan service.
I think he's here mostly for fan service, too. It accomplishes nothing.
No, winning does accomplish something.
Winning does, yes, but we can put the winning thing attached to any one of these quarterbacks.
I think that's where I think where I stop short and where you and I part in terms of what we agree on.
Where
is,
are we the Red Sea here?
I've not completely ruled out a 10-win season and a playoff trip with Joe Flacco? That they could win more games than we expect.
This guy, a month ago, you said they're a competitive 3-win team.
And I still think they are.
And now Joe Flacco is the difference?
If Joe starts 17 games, they're not going 3-14. Because if they're on trajectory for a 3-win season, he gets benched far before 17 games. Fair?
Fair.
I just want to make sure that this doesn't open tomorrow's morning show because Ken can't wrap his head around the take. I'm just trying to make sure we're all simpatico here.
Is that what happens? He can't wrap his head around the take?
Yeah, I hear like a promo and he's like, me no know what he means.
He didn't turn into Gronk.
I heard it's a
me
little.
Me no understand.
I almost went Trump. It's a little. 216-474-0092. Is Dylan Gabriel the forgotten man in the Browns quarterback plan? Quick hits leading off with a Joel Bitonio must-hear clip in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.